After a century of living with the after effects of coal mining, some citizens in our region are taking charge of cleaning up their environment. Producer Sandra Slight-Brennan visited the Monday and Sunday Creek watersheds to see what was being done.
Monday Creek and its tributaries are over 30 miles long. They meander through the southern part of Perry County, eastern Hocking County, and Athens County, draining 72,000 acres into the Hocking River. For much of the late 19th and early 20th century, this area was heavily mined.
My father was a coal miner all of his life. He began working in the mines at 8 years old. And that was back before they had engines, and the old ponies would pull the cars down into the mines.
That's Jackie Thomas Swelton. She lives in New Straitsville in southern Perry County. There's not much she doesn't know about the area.
And he leased a coal mine, and it was called Number 2. He had, I think, maybe around 80-some people from New Straitsville area. He provided jobs for them during the Depression. This was from 1929 up through in the 40s.
There are hundreds of mines like this all around New Straitsville. Most are of the underground variety, set deep into the hills.
Families had their own family mines in their backyard, and it was heat for their own homes.
It's difficult to say how many. There are some hollows that are only about 5 to 10 square miles in size, and there might be even 100 mines in that 5 to 10 square mile area.
Mike Steinmaus is the coordinator of the Monday Creek Restoration Project. He has walked the hollows and waded the streams of Monday Creek.
When the mines closed, they oftentimes didn't even close the mine entrances. They would just walk away from the mine, leave everything just as it was. The coal piles that sat there continued to sit there. Nothing was done to do any type of reclamation work.
The legacy they've left is a 116 square mile watershed that can't support life. There are no fish, no bugs in the rainbow-hued streams of southern Perry County. The interaction of the pyrite and the coal, oxygen, and air forms sulfuric acid, or acid mine drainage. I took a tour of the Monday Creek watershed with about 50 people who were interested in watershed cleanup.
Deep mines are right at the toe of that hill, and it spews out about 20 or so gallons per minute of high metal, high acid, low pH, no alkalinity water.
9 years ago, Marianne Bork oversaw the first cleanup efforts at one site. She took us back there.
That's the aluminum, and the red stuff is yarn. And that's a settling pond right there, so the metals can settle out there. Then it does the same exact thing.
I think at first people were very skeptical as to would anything really work? Would it improve the quality of the water? They'd always seen orange streams running through the area. Hadn't seen any type of difference. So they felt that, you know, nothing could really be done. They hadn't seen any type of really visible results over a number of years. Now they're finding that there's some fish that are coming back. They're able to take their grandchildren out, throw a line in the water, and catch some bluegill or some green sunfish.
Oh, we got a really large spotted bass, though, out of the, just how the root was. We already threw that.
Log perch, fantail darters.
Monday Creek is not the only watershed that's trying to improve the quality of the water. Sunday, Raccoon, Federal Duck, Leading, and other creeks are working to put watershed groups in place. They are working on finding the sources of pollution and creating management plans. It's a project that many in the area can help with. Sunday Creek Watershed Coordinator, Jen Bowman.
For them, I think it would mean a sense of accomplishment for generations now that their creek has been degraded. To see that turnaround, I think it would just be this enlightenment that, you know, that they can accomplish the unimaginable, you know, to see this creek run clear. And some of the people that live here, the older generation, do remember fishing in the creeks. And that is the generation that really appreciates the work that we're doing.
That appreciation for the environment is being taught to a new generation. Projects at local elementary and high schools give students hand-on experience with their environment and show them that they can make a difference.
We could go in and actually work on all those 100 or however many mine openings there are and the subsidences that are up here, but the doser can maybe do the same effect.
The watershed projects are all partnerships, local communities working with a number of agencies who provide financing and technical know-how. The Monday Creek Project, one of the first in Ohio, has received national recognition. Mark Kessinger is a project manager with the Army Corps of Engineers in Huntington.
They work with their congressional interests, their senators, and explain the needs and the problems here in the area. Their representatives went back and got legislation passed to allow the Corps of Engineers to look at the issue. It really all started with the local citizens group here in the region.
With all that information, we've been able to say by sub-basin.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has taken the work done locally and used it to create a comprehensive cleanup plan for the entire ecosystem. It's the first of its kind in the nation.
And with that feasibility study, the Corps of Engineers can go back.
For this time around, I'm Sandra Slagbrennan.
And we're hoping over the next 10 years that we can bring money back in here.
This series is funded in part by a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission.